Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And here we go, go.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie, I'll lose. It's been a long time.
That's hilarious. That's a good question.
What do you think of a man that doesn't watch sports?
I don't really care, really, to be honest.
So Sunday, Saturday is available.
That's so nice.
Hey, that's sick.
You know, that's a dream, isn't it? Be available, be free, have a Sunday roast. I don't really mind it.
I went for a roast the other day.
But there has to be something.
He has to have something. Yeah, it has to be something.
Like, my thing about football is on too much.
No, forget football. Even basketball.
My wife feels the same.
Yeah,
I love it when girls are, you know, when it's World Cup, that's when girls watch it.
Yeah.
And then, because some, I see them say, like, is this the emotions you men feel?
Yeah, that's why it's too much.
They are like, no, is this what
I don't like believing. Because once you believe, it actually hurts.
It does.
Yeah, but you guys do it every week.
Yeah.
It twice hurts. A week sometimes, right?
Like, and then we argue with each other.
It's a lot. But I think it's good for him to have somebody that he's into, though, like jokes aside. Yeah, something. Run. Like, everyone should have, like, hobbies and
What's yours, things. Apart from acting?
I like eating. Is that a hobby? Not really.
I feel like it should be included these days.
Yeah, I like... You know what? I just really enjoy, like... spending time with my friends, like just really like chill vibes. I love watching TV. I know that sounds like it shouldn't be a hobby, but I love that.
That can count.
Yeah.
I love TV.
Food can count, but do you eat more than 3 times a day? Because then that's everybody's hobby.
Oh, no, I don't eat more than 3 times a day.
See?
No.
So, like,
I should eat
more.
Food
is a tough one. But, like, how many restaurants do you go a week?
See, this is a good... Because, you know, yesterday I was actually thinking about this. Like, I used to go to restaurants a lot. Yeah. But I don't really go to restaurants anymore. Like, the way I used to, you know?
Why do you think that is?
Maybe the pandemic.
I think it is, you know. Cost of living.
Yeah, I don't go to restaurants the way I used to. Like, back in the days, I used to really go to restaurants. But now I'm like, I'm home and I'm eating, but I'm cooking or I'm ordering. Mm. So I know restaurants, but because of what I order in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That bill will just say £80 and you're thinking,
chips. It's crazy. It's expensive.
I went to the pub on Sunday.
That's something I've never done.
But it was rubbish, man. Never, it was, what's it called? I can't even remember what it's called, but it's in Battersea. And we went.
You travelled?
Is it the Sunday, the brunch
The Sunday roast thing.
I think I've heard of that.
That was dead. It was dry.
Is it? What did you get?
The chicken apparently was good.
Oh, you didn't get chicken?
I didn't get the chicken.
Oh, yeah, they had the chicken.
I got the pork with the
pork
apple.
Belly.
Haram.
Yeah.
The haram pack.
Yeah. I got the haram pack. I should have.
Yeah, that's your first mistake, man.
Yeah, it was dry. Then the lamb. I didn't get the lamb. Somebody else got the lamb. It tasted weird, so they were like, nope. Mm. But I think my nieces, they got burgers. And they were like, this place is 10 out of 10.
Their palate hasn't developed, though.
No, but those burgers, like, you know, like, the burgers that are, like, in a pub, and it's not like McDonald's burgers. They're actually cooked medium.
Yeah, okay,
so
fair.
To them, this is like, yo,
bro,
this is flavors in a burger.
When it's down, get burger, bro.
I should have got that.
I want to ask you. I was at my friend's house not too long ago, and my wife didn't bring a jacket. Mm. So it was cold. So on the way home, I had to give her my jacket. And then I said to my boy, like, oh, let me get a hoodie. Because I feel like to take a jacket is rough. So I'm like, let me have like a house hoodie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it mad to now use his house hoodie as my house hoodie?
So you didn't give it back to him?
If he comes, he can have it.
Bro, you know, to me, in the first
you're not
going
to go to this guy's house like that.
For me personally, I'd rather be cold.
Than take another man's hoodie?
To take another man's hoodie, you're like, mad to me.
On a toxic masculinity team.
On a toxic masculinity.
Okay,
why? The toxic masculinity should warm you up.
What? Immediately.
Why? Okay, so why wouldn't you take the hoodie?
Nah.
Huh?
Why wouldn't you take the hoodie?
I'm not even going to lie. I don't mind being cold for a
I'll be cold, man.
Was you like bopping or something? Was you walking far?
I need the answer, bro. Because I need to know why he needed another man's hoodie, bro.
Yeah.
This is magic.
Yeah, you gave away yours and then took from someone else.
Didn't even want to give it back.
It wasn't even like a sacrifice.
Why didn't you just give her
his hoodie?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What, he's imprinted on your girl? I don't get it.
Nah, that's impossible.
She can't wear another man's hoodie.
That's impossible.
See, so because of toxic masculinity.
I would rather my girl get a hoodie from a friend than...
You take the hoodie.
Than me take the hoodie.
But I just need to understand, what's the thought process with this?
What if
why
she enjoys
can you
his
not?
Smell?
Nah, that's
just
crazy.
Buy the
perfume. Yeah, if she picks it up and says, that smells
really
nice.
It needs to be washed. You can't give one that...
What do you mean it needs to be washed? It's still going to have his smell on it. Like,
no, like straight out of the washing machine. Like, that's the
imagine
only way.
Like
nah, fuck that. Nobody's
coming.
Wearing hoodies, bro. Nobody's wearing fucking hoodies
you know what
in
I mean?
This equation, bro. You're going to be cold. I'm going to be cold.
Said,
and we'll be
like,
cold together.
The stars are going to light. As soon as she was cold, the washing was done. And, like, it wasn't even, like, the clothes weren't wet.
Like that.
Everything is
nobody's
fresh.
Wearing fucking hoodies, bro.
Really?
I wouldn't ask for a hoodie, bro. I'm thinking, like,
what would you ask for?
Hoodie? I would have just been like, here, take my coat.
Yeah, because...
And you just be cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. How far was you walking?
Bro,
what was the bop?
Forget about how
we was in the house.
I think
it needed. The house.
Wait,
oh, you were cold
in the house.
You were in the house. He was in the house on the sofa with his boy in his boy's hoodie.
Badness.
I'm mad.
Absolute badness. Absolute badness. Absolute badness.
You just like me. No. I get it. I get it.
Hey, she went. When she was in EastEnders.
My biggest mistake is telling you guys about EastEnders.
Of course it is.
That was it.
That's going to be the lead clip as well.
Now I know.
Now I know. Why?
I can't wear my boy's hoodie. Okay, look.
Oh, man.
He could have had his robe.
Because you know what?
Robe! Oh,
that's
no.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
He better have worn that shit naked.
You know what I mean?
Word. Slinging Willy. Word. Word.
There's juices up in the
robe. Do you wear your robe naked?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Of course.
You don't? Okay. No, I was just checking.
Yeah, man.
Wait, hold on. No, I don't do that shit still.
You don't wear your robe naked?
No.
But you don't. You don't sleep naked?
No.
Yeah, I don't. I don't do that either.
You're missing out.
Sleeping
I
naked.
Just think it's just so like, you're just there.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah, it's there. Anything
someone
can happen.
Someone can cheat you if they want, isn't it?
Like.
My wife is there. I hope she doesn't want to cheat me, bro.
You're just there vulnerable. Like, I need something. Like
nah,
a t-shirt
that's why the
or
robe
something.
Stays at the
bottom
of the...
I was actually going to ask this. I was going to ask about pajamas, but sorry, go on.
Yeah, so I got the, what's it called? It's the Ottoman box.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
at the foot of the bed.
Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. Get up, walk over, bend over.
Upper class man.
No, don't bend.
You're
don't
bending
bend
over
whilst
naked.
Don't bend me over.
Why? But it's true though.
I didn't bend over.
How are you gonna get the thing?
I come off the side of the bed.
You don't bend your knees. You don't bend your knees.
You have to bend.
You come off the side and reach around.
No, I stand up and go to my room.
You have to bend to get the robe.
No, man, it's not that low.
Oh, you're shouting at us. You're shouting at us.
Yeah, that's because you're trying to bend me over. I don't want to be bent over.
So when you get this, what, we're talking about the robe here, yeah?
Yeah.
It's in the Ottoman.
What type of robe?
No, it's not in the box. It's on top of the box.
Okay.
Yeah, I just leave it there at night. So just in case something happens and
you
I need
like,
to, you know what I mean? Quickly put the robe on. No. I've got a wool one. I've got a silk
ankle
one
length.
As well. Yeah.
If you're wearing a fucking silk robe naked, that's wild.
Why is that wild?
I think that's wild.
What? No, but my silk one's a boxing one.
Okay. Did that make it better?
Yeah.
So now you're Anthony Joshua. Abby? Sharia.
What's wrong with that though?
Why have you got a silk robe?
And no, it's the Godzilla one.
I knew.
Okay.
So, yeah, so what?
It's Godzilla now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if that's local.
Do you think you look good?
He thinks he's Godzilla.
I think I look good. You have to ask my wife.
Like, do you think she's turned on when she sees you
in the robe?
Silk robe, yeah.
Hell no. You feel like a bad bee. It's there's certain things you do that make you feel like a bad bee. Yeah. Wearing a silk robe is one of those things.
Yeah,
100%. I don't care if it's a boxing robe. Wearing that naked, I feel like,
I lost my rope as well, man.
Oh yeah, those get lost. That's my one's worst. Gone.
So it's just open.
Yeah.
Horrible stuff. My one's gone. Yeah, what's your pajamas like when you get in bed? You're naked.
Not all the time. Majority of the time I'm in shorts.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but wait, let me say, because the reason I took
is
hoodie.
Oh yeah, yeah. You need to explain yourself.
But well, like before that, so we went out, yeah. Mm. And his trainers got muddy, so I gave him my trainers.
This is an interesting relationship you guys have. Everybody's sacrificing themselves.
That's really nice.
But then they also inconvenience somebody else. What?
No, I need to understand more. Where were you when you gave him your trainers?
At my house.
So he went out.
We went out.
And his trainers got muddy.
All our trainers got muddy.
Yeah.
Right. So you but gave then him you a went pair to your of house. Trainers.
My trainers.
Yeah, when you went home. Okay, yeah, you're
cool. No, I'm just trying to clarify.
Got everything wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
After you went out, you went back to your house. You gave him a pair of your trainers.
Okay, yeah. Fair. Yeah? Okay.
Calm.
Right.
And I'm size 10, he's size 8, so the shits was loose. So I couldn't. So when I went to his house, I took my trainers back and a hoodie.
So the question really is, so why did you need the hoodie? Was
it cold
in the house? Okay.
Cost of living, man.
Hey, bro. Man couldn't turn on heating for you.
But he couldn't give you a cover?
You don't have blankets there.
No, blanket?
Look at where we are. You know what happened? Basically, there's dogs. The dogs are moving mad. So we had to clean all the sofas.
Okay. Mm.
So the doors was open.
Okay.
To air out the everything.
Oh, so it was cold. And they needed a hoodie.
So I needed a hoodie.
That's fair. Okay. But when you were leaving, why couldn't you just give him back his hoodie?
Yeah, you didn't even need it to go
home. You didn't need it to go home.
Yasmin still had my jacket.
But how far were you walking to? You could drive, car, Uber?
It was driving.
So how far was it?
Do you like the way he smells? You like the way he smells?
So you like
that? Wait, hold on. I'm ready to give you a blight here. What hoodie was it? What was the brand?
You like Zara.
Oh, fuck it, man.
What, you thought it was a Miri?
It might be a good hoodie.
You're right, I want to keep the hoodie. Like,
do you know what? Fuck it, I'm a stunt.
Yeah.
Like, but it was a cool.
Nah, that's worse. You can't stunt in the next man's hoodie.
Yes, you can, man. That's much better than fucking just wearing the next man's hoodie.
And not wanting to give it back.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Want to give it back. Where did
actually,
you get that
I think
from?
It says a lot about you.
It says a lot.
Someone did you a favor.
Yeah,
and you took back your trainers.
Yeah, because they don't fit him anyway.
Yeah, but he might still like it. He might like it loose.
That's crazy.
You
have to relax.
That's crazy. Yeah. In this conversation, that terminology is wild.
Oh my god.
That's so crazy.
Oh my god, bro.
Focus. This is not improv right now.
Okay, sorry.
Where was we?
You didn't want to give back the hoodie.
Yeah. It's not that I didn't want to give it back, it was cold, so I took it home. He can have it back.
Yeah. Did you pretend? Did you do that thing that people do, like when they take something, and they just don't let it be the point of focus? Do you know what I mean? You act like you forgot.
Yeah, I didn't forget. We said by at the door. Like.
And you had the hoodie on boldly.
Yeah. Mm. It's cold.
Mm. Fair dues.
Like, I don't believe stunting in the next man's hoodie or even jewellery. That's crazy.
You can fool me, bro. you took his hoodie home, bro.
But what about bags then? Like women, you borrowed your girl's bag.
That's light though.
I haven't though.
Not you. Mm. Okay, as a girl borrowed your bag when you're home.
No.
Never had those issues.
Independent.
But
women.
I think it's because I don't really have like
dress
like, bags that are that nice.
Yeah.
That people want to borrow from me.
Anything.
Do you know what I mean?
You girls never share nothing. Dress.
Oh, I did take my friend's necklace, but she didn't let me rest. You know. Yeah. She kept forgetting, but then when she would remember, it was like urgent.
Yeah, I need it right now.
Do you know what I mean? And she was like saying really mean things, you know, calling me a thief and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, it was an accident. But I did the thing that I asked if you did. Do you know what I mean? So you pretended you forgot. Yeah, so I was in her house and I was wearing it for like a shoot we were doing. Yeah. And I looked and I said, this is a nice necklace.
I'm taking
it
home.
I think I want to take this with me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So like she was rushing trying to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, put my jacket on.
Okay.
Okay, so when you say she was saying
and then when I got home, I was like, oh shit. I got your necklace.
Oh,
she
man.
She was like, oh, man, you took my necklace. Yeah, make sure you bring it next time. And the next time was about 6 months later.
Yeah. So she was correctly identifying you when she called you.
Yeah. I mean, she was correct, but it's not nice to hear.
Have you ever... Oh, wait, actually, pajamas quick. Pajamas, yeah. You said shorts?
Shorts, yeah.
Okay. Loose. Boxers?
No, loose shorts.
Loose shorts?
Yeah.
Rita?
Yeah, I'm like a shorts.
It depends what's washed for me.
Yeah?
It could be my long shirt.
Okay.
With boxer, it could be my football short because that one's got the inside netting.
Oh yeah, that holds you in it. Holds you. Yeah, good.
It could be a full length trouser.
Lounge trouser or just gym tracksuit. Oh my god.
Oh, that tracksuit.
Wait.
Not the whole tracksuit.
No, but
depends
the
gym
shark though.
Depends how cold it.
That's. Oh wait. The gym ones or the cotton joint? Like
it could be
the cotton grey ones.
It could be anything. I'll be honest.
Whatever you can grab.
Sweat down. You don't get uncomfortable.
I'll back it off later on because I get hot. But if I start cold, I have to be wrapped in it.
Okay.
Oh okay. All right. Cool.
Now I firm it. Like I know what you mean. Like sometimes I want to sleep in a t-shirt, but. I'm like, nah, man. I know I'm going to get hot at some point.
Really?
I might as well just be...
I'm t-shirt and boxers later. Still.
Is it?
Depending on if it's like winter or whatever, then it will be... I do have some lounge trousers, but Mandy stole them.
Are they hers now?
Yeah.
Because
if she's worn it enough, I'm like...
It's yours.
Like, you know when you know it's hers? When you do the washing and you put it in her wardrobe.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
It's over.
It's yours. It's not even mine anymore.
Yeah, just take it.
It's yours. But has like your partner or a partner at the time ever been like rough with something they've borrowed from you?
I'm just checking the time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We need to check the time.
Okay, no, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. I'm going to do nursery run too.
Okay.
What's it called? Yeah, like, have they ever been rough with something like that they've borrowed?
What time? 4:30? You need to go.
Yeah, 4:40.
Okay, cool.
You can push it a bit.
Man, you're a real adult.
Yeah,
that's real adult stuff.
Yeah. It's not fake adulting,
is
it?
Yeah, nah.
It's real.
Hey,
at this stage, click like on the video, man.
Yeah.
Remember to tell them, click like.
Click like.
Who's moving the maddest?
Yeah. So, like, with something that you've given them, has someone ever, like, returned it rough? Or you're seeing them use it, and you're like, this is mad rough.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. It wasn't even like she moved rough to it, but it was something that was just like, come on.
Yeah, so go on, tell us.
She gave her, when we went to the pub,
yeah.
Her brother needed a car, because he's here from Ghana, so she's like, oh, you can have my car. I don't need it till Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah.
But then she forgot she had a meeting on Tuesday. Right. So she's like, let me borrow your car. So I was like, cool. I've got a meeting as well. I don't need it. Take the car. I've come home now and she's asked me to go to the shop for her. So I'm like, where's my car keys? She doesn't know where my car keys is.
Oh.
I was like, okay, cool. She's like, oh, it might be in the car. I go to the car. The car door's open. I said, what the hell is going on? My whole car is just open.
You said,
but guess
what?
There's also no car key inside.
Inside.
So that means you're taking the car key inside, put it somewhere God knows where. I've come back inside after searching my car, which is open. I'm thinking, so did she drop it in the car?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is my car key? Why is my car door open?
Did you shout?
No, I came back inside and she's like, oh yeah, I found it, it's on the table. I just said, let me go to the shop, right? Because I know you probably left it under the sofa or something.
Yes, it wasn't on the table.
It wasn't on the table.
It wasn't on the table.
I know it wasn't.
She found it and
she found it and put it on the table.
Yeah. So this is a bad place for this to be because it shows our records. It was right here, baby. Oh my God.
On the table.
What Jasmine keeps doing to me, for somehow, some reason, my FIFA keeps on ending up on the floor.
That's crazy. And that's a disc that can get scratched.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know why she turns it on.
Silver bit down as well.
I think the first time it was silver bit down. Second time it was skin side.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, but why do you keep turning on this PlayStation? Like,
what's going on? What are you doing? Like,
yeah. Do you want to play a game? Yeah. If you want to play a game, just
have a disc to put inside.
If you want to play a game, just tell me.
Just let me know. You're allowed, you know.
I'll come and set it up for you, you know. You're setting up, you're the cousin on the game.
Yeah, you have to set up for them.
You don't know what they're fucking doing. You want to play a game, just ask. That's being silly.
Oh my God. I have a few instances where there's one that I'll never live down because I think I was a bit rough when I addressed her about it. But she borrowed my hoodie because she was going somewhere. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, take it. And then when she came back, she had her earring in the hoodie.
Oh, well, as in like she clipped it in.
She clipped it in the hoodie. I'm like, who the fuck does that?
Yeah, that's mad.
So you're just putting a hole in my hoodie.
Yeah.
So when I come to take this thing out, because I'm not going to wear it with this.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking brooch, man. Yeah. I'm like, there's just a hole in the hoodie. And it's like, she didn't even know how to explain, because you're just thinking, but I do it with mine. I'm like, that's yours.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is borrowed. This is rented. I don't want to catch its rental, bruv. Yeah. The depot's looking great. Like, so there was that instance, and then there was one time where she, after that time, she wanted to borrow my hoodie again. So I was like, don't put your fucking earring in it. And then I asked, where are you going? And she said, oh, I'm going to like a friend's house. And I was like, you guys are maybe going to have like TZ or
one of these hard food.
Don't take this hoodie out. And so she's like, so what, I can't? I was like, but the way you're going to be rough in this hoodie,
yeah,
like,
are,
this is
are.
My good
yeah,
hoodie,
yeah,
like, you can't
take
it.
Hoodie, I lie. Yeah.
But I think, was she wearing it? I think I said, oh, just maybe take that one off and put some. So now, every time she runs out, she's like, what, you're going to tell me to take off your hoodie again? I'm like, I wasn't being that rough with
yeah.
So if she
asks
you for
big
something,
deal out of these things.
She's like, I bet you're not going to borrow it to me, though. I'm like, just take whatever hoodie.
It's yours. It's just clothes, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want no issues.
She was moving. When I saw my earring in that hoodie, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I would never do this to my own hoodie. Why would you do it to my
Was there a hole like visible when you took it out?
It wasn't visible, but it's
see,
still damaged.
It's, a, it's
like,
a small hole. You can't
nah,
see that.
It's the principle,
but
man.
It's like
I wouldn't
even,
do that to myself.
Even in like with clothes that you buy from the shop, depending on where it's tagged, I won't buy that one. If you tag it right there, I'm up.
Yeah, it's
tagged somewhere
yeah,
responsible,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a hole
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
Zara used to do me when I buy the T-shirt. There was like a big hole in the back. By the time you wash it, the hole's
expanded. Oh,
it's
true.
Yeah, bro.
Are there colours you lot stay away from, drip-wise?
Colours?
I don't wear anything.
I would.
I mean, like
purple.
I like purple.
Yeah,
I think purple's nice.
I don't gravitate towards purple.
I don't gravitate towards colours in general, but
yeah, no, I don't really stay away from colours. To be maybe pink. I don't see what I would wear that's pink. But I'd wear a pink t-shirt.
Pink t-shirt.
A t-shirt
summer,
can run.
Pink yeah,
can
run. Pink t-shirt.
A t-shirt can run still. Mm.
You've been nice.
Yeah. I went December.
It was your first 30 December,
and it was family as well, so it was like a nice balance, so I only could handle like maybe I think it was 1 week that I was in Lagos proper.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, there was no sleep. We were just every day it was like going. I'm like, when is this gonna end?
I can do that, Jay. But
the thing is, you get energy though,
because
it starts late. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really head out until like maybe like 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, that's
when
it
starts. And
then
it keeps, and then there's one place that opens at 2:45.
Yeah, so it's only starting
and
there.
It's just
starting.
So if you get there at 2:45, you're early.
Wow.
No one's even there.
No one's really
there. Because they're still at the other spot.
Do you know what I mean?
So
you just go.
That crazy. Never run
here. No. Well, we got there later.
Oh, you need to be.
My friend was really well versed in it, man. And we had a great time. I went
that
Ghana as well.
Run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went Ghana.
Good time.
Great time. Yeah, I thought it was nice and chill. A bit more advanced, actually.
Yeah.
Use like my card, and that was nice. In Nigeria, you have to open up a bank account.
Yes, you do.
You need an NIN number. Before you get an NIN number, that one is just, that was hell. Mm. Getting my NIN number was absolute hell.
Yeah.
And it was less hell because we even had an insider. So imagine we didn't even have someone.
Yeah.
It would have been 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Like, awful.
It's like getting your Ghana card. It's like a thing that you need to even get a SIM card out there. Like.
Yeah, same. We have that NIN number. You said have an NIN number to get a SIM card.
Yeah, so it's that even with an inside man, that's a whole day job.
Yeah, it's
whole
long.
Thing,
it's a whole day
it's
job.
So no one's in a rush to help you, man.
Like, it's long.
You got like, are your parents still here?
No, they're in Nigeria.
So you couldn't use theirs?
Their SIM card.
Their anything?
Or bank card?
So they were giving me, no, I didn't use their bank card actually. No, I didn't use their bank card. They gave me cash. So when my cousin came to pick me up, they gave me some Naira. And how was that? And then my friend, I kept having to transfer money to her.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a bank account.
If you got a friend that's got it, then...
Yeah. So I had to give it to her. But because when I got to Nigeria, I went to Lagos first and my family's in Ibadan. So I couldn't use any of their stuff, even if I wanted to.
Cool.
It was a vibe though.
Yes.
That's a vibe.
I don't know everyone knew December, man.
What, Nigeria?
I'd rather village it off first.
Oh, like go at time where it's...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ja.
No.
You ain't going to the village. I want to village it.
Yeah, I've gone,
really?
Bro.
I want to hit up the village. I don't know.
Why do you want to go to the village?
I don't really party here.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, like, I definitely would be sleeping at 4 a.m.
Fair.
Yeah, like, I'll be forcing myself.
Yeah, to really.
The thing is, I was like that as well. But when you're there, it's different.
It's a vibe. Mm. It's different. The vibe.
Because
Think
about it, we don't really party, but when we went to Ireland, we was like,
let's go. It's because, like.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have done that at 6 days out of six.
No, but it's
different because we're on holiday.
I think it's they threw an after party for us.
Yeah,
very different. Go on.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying when you're on holiday, it's very different to when you live somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
if we lived in Nigeria,
I wouldn't do that every day.
If I'm here on holiday,
a week, you'd just be like, and your cousins are like, let's
go. We didn't go out every night in Miami.
That's because it's expensive.
That right?
Bro, man might get a whole Hennessy bottle and imagine for £100.
Don't even know the alcohol is real as well. That's the scary bit.
Oh yeah.
But even more, I was thinking this the other day. Like we'd be like water might be. £1.60, £1.70, £2.50, but alcohol £45 would be like calm.
Mm.
What is where we say, hey, £2?
That's crazy.
Reduce it.
It should be free.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy amount of money. Crazy.
But let's go on to the trivia section.
Yes, sir.
Is this upside
down?
Guys,
can I say something here?
Yeah.
I'm not good at this.
Mm. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like my kind of smartness is like I'm a woman of wisdom.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not like a...
What did you get in GCSE at?
Blackie Blue Coats.
Yeah.
I think I got 5 A to C's. Is that not good? I think?
5? Oh.
I think
the
I got
ghetto.
The ghetto. I can't remember.
So maths, English, science, and then you had...
Oh, no, I got more than that.
And
no.
English you get 2, science you get
no,
2.
No, so
well.
I got... Yeah, so... I, in, so
yeah, that's true.
Okay, science I didn't pass.
Okay, you had to redo it?
No, I didn't redo it.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's the end, isn't it?
So, well, that's the end of that show.
What am I going to do about that? But English, I did well. Maths, I did well. I studied business, did well in that. I studied drama, did well in that. I can't remember. What else?
Did you go? You went college here?
I did 1 year.
Where'd you go, Crescent?
And then you went to New York?
Croydon, yeah. So I went to Croydon College. Croydon. But I still got my A-levels because before I left, they made me do all the work.
Oh.
So I could have gone to uni when I came back.
Mm.
But I didn't.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. Maybe you should have. Sometimes I think I could have, innit?
So how much was acting school then?
It's quite expensive. I did get part scholarship.
Okay, nice.
But it was quite expensive because then I had to pay like to live there as well.
First year
I lived in Brooklyn Heights and that was in the dorms.
Yeah.
And then my second year I actually lived in Manhattan.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, by the time this comes out, we would have been New York, but we're going to New York.
Oh, yeah, you said. How long are you guys going for?
Like five, six days, I think.
Days, yeah. Where should we eat?
I can't remember. I haven't been to New York in 3 years.
I know. Oh, yeah, Alexis.
Yeah, he said that pizza joint.
He's got.
Yeah, I don't really like. Yeah, so even Mandy was watching. So she said, "There's a sandwich place that you went to. Make sure you go and try."
Yeah,
it. Like, she wanted.
He wants
to
eat it, like, experience it through you.
Yeah. That's what my missus said to me.
What?
I should freeze it and bring it.
You see, preserving food, yeah? I've never seen anything like it. I don't know if it's a Ghanaian thing. I don't know if it's just
wow.
Yeah. Bro, anything can hold a freezer.
Bro.
And it's good, though. Do you know what, though? I did a really adult thing recently. Uh-huh. So for my birthday, I had friends round or whatever, and I ordered food, like jollof rice and chicken, and there was lots of jollof rice left.
Lovely.
And usually I'll be like, oh, come and eat. So people did take some food. But then there was so much left over. So I was like, all right, what am I going to do with all this food? And I froze it.
Nice.
Because I didn't, but I've never done that before because I'm not like a freeze rice person.
Yeah.
When
you don't live, freezing since the parents left isn't.
Yeah, I'll freeze stew. Like stew, I can freeze.
Yeah,
makes more sense to me.
Yeah. Stew, yeah, you freeze that. Even stock.
Yeah.
Your parents had the chest freezer, the big.
No, the big one. Yeah. So we've got that. We've got that now.
What room did they put that in?
What, the big freezer in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Was yours in like a secret?
I was in the fucking living room, man.
I had one in my garden at one point.
I had two though.
So I had one in the kitchen and then, because my mum used to sell fish.
Okay, fair.
So she needed it. So there was one that the wire came through the living room window into the garden.
That's clever though. Mm-hmm. That's very clever. Yeah.
It's hard when friends come round, man.
I have to explain that.
It's this big white thing.
Freezer just right there.
We had a small one in the kitchen, but I feel like there was a point where we had a bigger one and it was like underneath the stairs or something like that.
Yeah, under the
stairs.
But I
know at some point they were like, this is too much, man. We don't need to freeze the stuff.
Yeah, I froze the jollof rice. Mm-hmm. And then the other day, I made some chicken wings. And I was like, what am I going to eat it with? I was like,
defrost.
Yeah.
I've got jollof rice in the freezer.
Yeah,
Dalton.
I literally defrosted it. Let me tell you something there. Jollof rice, it was fresh.
Yeah.
It was like,
it works.
It was. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I had that before I came here today. It was like,
there you go.
Yeah. I felt so like efficient.
Yeah.
Have you seen a frozen egg before?
No, that's too much.
Yeah?
What's happening there?
You freeze eggs?
No, don't look at me.
When I go home, I'll sweat out.
But wait, why is the egg frozen?
It was just in the stew.
But the stew's frozen.
The stew's frozen.
Oh, no, that's
light. But there's an egg in there, too.
Yeah, that's light.
But it's like moi moi, innit?
Yeah, but what is the egg?
You can put egg in moi moi.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, because when you said it's light moi moi, I was thinking, what do you mean?
Put egg in moi moi, so the egg will be frozen in
there. Yeah, yeah, no, that's
to me, moi moi is horrid. I can't lie.
What?
I don't like moi moi.
Is fantastic.
Let me not say horrid. I don't like moi moi. It's shit.
I don't like moi moi. It's fantastic. It's shit.
Moi moi is slap.
I feel like me and my brother were bonded because he was like, I don't like moi moi. I said,
Me too. I hate it.
I don't like moi moi. But I'm not a beans fan though. Mm. Like, I'm not that kind of bean.
We're running out of time because
let's get the questions.
Sorry. We love talking to you.
Yeah, this is really good. We've spoken about nothing for time.
Yeah. We're going to run it back later in the year. You better come back.
Yeah.
You know what? Why didn't you guys bring me on? People have been telling you guys to bring me on for a while, actually.
I messaged you last year. You said you was
going. No, before that, I feel like you guys have taken ages. I thought I'd bring chaos to this.
Yeah, because we've taken a while.
You've taken ages to bring me on.
But you have to wait your turn, innit?
We've been busy, man.
Yeah, twice as well.
I didn't know that was your friend like that.
I didn't know either.
Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't big you up last time she came in. She was like, oh, woomie.
Do you know what's mad though? You know, like,
Woomie, okay.
I'm starting to get your snake.
You're a snake.
No one calls us though. You know, like that.
Why have I not been on your show?
Do you know what it is? I don't know how it works with groups. Like,
you can have us individually.
Oh, you guys do individual things.
As a group, if you don't have the facility.
I don't have the facility yet for like the whole group.
Do you want to rent our studio?
Do you know what I mean?
It's a fee, it'll cost you. You know, like EastEnders on the prostitution.
Stop it.
You need to pick up your kids. Relax.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Questions.
We need to get these discussions. Yeah.
Okay. This was definitely fun.
Okay.
100%. Okay, so I'm going to read you your lifelines. You've got one phone, a partner. They can't use Google. You can't use Google. Form of internet, nothing like that. Multiple choice, one time. If you're stuck, we can read you four answers. Hopefully you pick the right one.
Okay.
Ask a 90s baby. So if VP asks you the question, you can ask Tem or me for help.
Okay.
You can skip one time. If you skip, you don't lose a point. Is it all good on
set? Yeah,
And the final question is worth 10 points. You get to pick who asks you the last question. So I'm going to kick things off.
Okay.
The first thing I'd like you to answer is, who did Elvis marry? What was the lady's first name?
Okay. No. I know if you need help.
Nah.
Maria? Was that his daughter? Maria, Maria, no?
I'm going to have to press you. You can use a lifeline. Dennis says he may know.
Okay.
Okay,
I want to use a lifeline.
Okay. I want to go with Priscilla.
That's it.
You want to take that?
Yeah.
Correct, Priscilla.
Yes, Priscilla. Yes.
1 point. Okay, what is the largest ocean in the world?
Oh my God, someone asked me this before. And can you tell me the multiple choice?
You want multiple choice?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay, Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
Asia,
mm-hmm.
Pacific,
mm-hmm.
Oceanic.
Say it again?
Atlantic.
I think it's...
Asia,
mm-hmm.
Pacific, Oceanic.
I think it's Pacific.
Correct, 2 points.
Wow.
Hey. You're on your way.
Life
you're on
your way.
I love when the brain is just activated, you know?
Okay, this one's a little tougher.
Okay.
Name the five Jackson brothers. Who is in the Jackson Five? Name the brothers.
That's not
going to
help you.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
Obs. Jermaine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the sisters went in, is it? Oh, Jackson went in. Oh, shit.
Damn, these guys are really forgotten. I don't feel like I know one.
Ramon?
More.
No. Oh. Is there an R? No, are they all? Is there a Ramon in there? Like a R? No. Okay.
You could give this one up.
Honestly.
You know what? I'm going to give it up. I'm going to give
it up. Okay. Yeah. Jackie?
Really?
Really?
Who the hell is Jackie?
I know. One of the five.
Jackie Jackson.
I know.
Jackie Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Tito.
Tito, yeah.
Tito, yeah.
That was the other one.
That was the only one.
And Marlon.
Marlon. Marlon, yeah.
Are these men still alive?
Yeah.
They don't speak.
They don't speak or nothing. All I know is Jermaine, because obviously he's...
Yeah,
he's a little bit active.
Over to Tem.
Yes, I would like you, Rita, to spell Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay. V-O-L-D-E-R-M-O-N-T?
Voldemort.
What did you say?
Voldemort. Yeah.
More.
Mort. Even then, there's no R there.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a green hat.
It's a Voldemort.
Oh, did I get it right apart from the R?
No, because you put an N in there.
Because I heard Mont.
How do you spell it?
V-O-L-D-E. Yeah, the R instead of the N.
Yeah.
So D-E-N.
M-O-R-T.
Okay.
It's a made up word anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair deuce. What is the candy dance called in America?
That's an easy question.
It's not called candy?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
The candy dance. It's like candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it like a something to do a step?
You should probably use your lifeline to skip at this point, so you don't lose a point.
Skip.
Okay.
Cool. The electric slide.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's fake. The electric slide is the electric slide. It's in the name.
That's it.
I don't think that's correct.
That's okay. last question. What does YBNL stand for when it comes to Olamide's label?
Whose label?
Olamide.
YBNL.
YBNL.
You started so good. I think you're finished.
YBNL.
She's hit the wall early.
Oh. Yeah, and I know it now as well. Damn. Yeah, she did still.
She's hit the wall. You know it's a marathon. She's like...
Start running.
YBNL. You...
Nope.
Back... Youth?
Yeah.
Mm.
Go on.
Okay. Youth. So that's Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the next one? B.
Yeah.
Youth. Become...
Mm.
And what's the other one?
N for November.
Youth become nothing.
Then L.
Life.
Oh my God, bro.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay. Yahoo boy, no laptop.
Yeah.
That's fine. I like your attempt though.
I like you, man.
You've done this one before. Oh,
yeah. Someone did it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Question one. What flavor chocolate would you find? Oh, I can't speak.
Find the English.
Yeah. What flavor chocolate would you find in the green triangle in a box of Quality Street?
Orange. Oh,
what?
Mint.
That's a better guess, but no, it's not. It's a praline.
Can he what?
Yeah, that's praline.
It's a good question, but it's horrible.
Who knows that?
Why do you know that? Because I always go for that one. What? That's my favourite one.
Praline.
Like, read quality the pamphlet.
No, the green one. The praline
the triangle
one.
Thing. Yeah. I think getting Quality Street is horrible anyway.
Mm. Nah, it is, but you know, when you do, that's a good though. One.
That's a personal question, man. Actually, no one was going to know that.
The red Quality Street's cold.
Red, quality.
The one with the juice inside.
Yeah, cold.
Yeah.
No one's gonna know that, man.
Yeah. Anyway, question two. Who has been? Pause. Who has been the Vice President of the United States since 2021?
The Vice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vice President.
Since 2021. Mm-hmm. When did Biden become president? He was Vice for a while, right? But obviously he's a president, so that's not correct.
And who's his vice?
Who's his vice? Oh, that woman! What's her name? Oh, she's always smiling and laughing and thing.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe! My name's not. Oh, what's her name, man? Oh.
Her name's not We Did It, Joe.
Wait, have I used my line to ask one of you guys?
Yeah.
And the other one is.
You got phone a friend?
Yeah,
you
don't use that yet. Relax.
Yeah, because I don't know who's going to know that. Why can't I remember her name? I can see her face, I can see her silk press, I can see everything. Damn, I'm just gonna skip it, man.
Damn.
Just say anything.
I wanna say Yasmin, but that's not it.
Nah.
It's not even close.
Kamala Harris.
Do you know what? I've got an op that has a name close to that, so it's like that variation of name just doesn't hit for me. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I hear it. Yeah. Okay, question three. What was Ross's pet monkey called in Friends?
Tough, but good one, still.
It's good, but I don't like Friends.
Mm.
So I'm not going to know it. Mm. Skip.
Unfortunately, that's sad.
Oh, wait, can I reverse that skip?
Yeah, well, you don't have a skip left anyway.
Okay, is that the last question?
No, you got one more.
You got one
more.
That's a 10-pointer.
Can I
call a friend for that?
No.
Yeah, for that question, yeah.
There's a 10-pointer question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, skip. Let me get the 10-point. Let me get something.
Yeah.
Marcel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're currently on -4.
What?
Yeah.
It sounds mad when you get to this stage. And it's
what? That's outrageous.
It's what it
because
is.
Because what happened to the questions I got right? You just take it away. What kind of game is this? It works in reverse.
It works both
Get me
ways.
Out here. What's
up?
That
didn't
make no sense.
You're not going to be on the leaderboard.
I got two questions right.
And that is not enough to be on the leaderboard.
Hey, fuck this leaderboard, man. What's going on?
For your pride and dignity, the final question is worth 10 points.
Does that get me on the board?
No.
Anywhere.
In your head.
Yeah. No, it'll make you feel better.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
If you get it. So what happens now is you get to choose who asks you the question, and we'll read you our genres. Mine is geography.
Mine is science.
I'm going to say geography as well.
God, and the friend I was thinking about, she's so terrible at geography. And yours is science?
Mm.
You lot have done me dirty. Yeah, you've done me dirty big time.
Yeah. I'll give you even closer. Mine's in China.
But why do you have to do geography? There's a geography already.
It's in China.
No, I can't diversify.
It's China.
Like, what the hell? Like, geography. All right. Oh, God. No TV? No?
Actually, I got an EastEnders question.
The thing is,
here we go.
Who played the.
Here we go.
Science. Mine is from science. TikTok, but go for science.
Science, yeah.
No, you're scared. You know geography.
Which one, though?
Your geography.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which country has the largest population in the world?
Oh, China, no?
Well done.
There you go. Imagine that. Little 10-pointer.
I knew he'll be the right one to go to.
That was a good one.
Okay, where do I go on here?
Listen.
You're not on there.
You're not there.
But
So what I get?
You.
Six.
Yeah, man.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Because I think that something's gone on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I don't happened? Know if this is a usual thing that you guys do or I don't know what's going on here, but it's not.
Been swindled.
I've been absolutely swindled, and I think it's quite rude considering it's my first time here, and you guys took years to get me here in the first place. You ignored the app. People added you lot saying, get Rita on.
Really?
You ignored it.
Who's the people?
I will find it, and I will post it.
Well, then like, it says 3 weeks ago.
Nah, for time. They'd be like, no, get Rita on, get Rita on, and
I
you lot ignored
you last
me.
Year.
Anyways, right? This is besides the point, right? The point is this. I got two questions right. So what were those questions that I got right?
Those are the reasons why you weren't on minus nine.
So you guys start in minus.
No, you start on zero. And for every wrong question, you lose a point.
Yeah. This you get punishment or rewarded. There's nothing.
Wow.
This is life. This is the essence of life.
For participation, we'll give you a bottle to take home.
Fine.
Done.
Deal. Fine.
Sam has to pick up.
Yeah, I know. Michael, just answer my question. It was how many miles?
Because
I want to get rid of it. Yeah. How many miles in the Great Wall of China?
Oh, I'm so glad.
That's crazy.
That's a 10.8 now. Because I saw it on TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
Do you know how many miles?
How much?
13,000 miles.
Wow.
What?
Bro, the guy said he showed it on the map. From LA, which is West Coast, to New York, East Coast, that's 3,000 miles.
That's
wow.
The Great Wall of China is 13,000.
Trump ain't got shit on it.
What?
Wow. He said, we're building a wall. Yeah, right.
Wow. What was your question then?
Yeah, right. I had, what is the chemical symbol for silver?
Ooh.
Chemical symbol.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get that question.
Yeah.
Wait.
Like, it could have been one where maybe you call someone, they might have known. You never know.
That should be worth 20 points.
Should be.
Oh.
Nah, I want to say PS, but it's not.
It's not SI.
Nah.
What is it?
AU's gold.
AU's gold.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I can't remember.
What's it about?
AG.
AG.
That's right. Yeah.
Good question.
That's a good question.
This one is
learning
something as well as you.
We're all
learning something. Time has to go pick up them kids. Guys, at this point, make sure you
pick up the kids.
Yeah, click subscribe, like. We'll
anything
see
to plug quickly?
Yeah, anything to plug, yeah.
Can I plug my podcast?
Hell no. What fuck do you think about? What competition?
And it comes out on Monday as well. Like, how's it going to work?
Yours comes out on Monday as well?
Yeah.
Don't watch yours after us.
Okay, fair. You know what? That's fair. Do you know what I mean? 9 years in the game. I don't mind. I'm 9 weeks, so it's all good. Guys, I've got a podcast called Faking Adulthood. So after you watched 90s, you can come over. I was going to say, I was trying to be cool.
It's all right.
I know the name.
I know you know the name, because you've been trying to get it for a long time.
I like this.
After you watch 90s Baby Show, come to my channel, Faking Adulthood, with Miss Vita B. I don't know if I'm looking at the right camera, but...
No, you're
good. I am.
And click subscribe on both channels.
And click subscribe on both channels, guys.
And leave a comment. And we see you on Thursday for the live stream.
Lovely. Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
No, baby's crazy.
Yay. Cool.
Okay.
Hold on. There's too much pressure.
There's no pressure.
Okay.
I'm not looking directly at you. We're looking at
you. Good.
Yeah, you know, I'm just making sure you're in focus.
You look good.
If you want.
Yeah, you have me standing.
Sit down,
then. No one cries at this. Do you get it?
So do you want to sit down? Do you want to sit down?
Yeah.
Sit down.
I've got to take off my shoes.
Okay, get comfortable.
Okay.
Get to it.
I can't actually do it, okay?
It's not easy.
Okay. Nah, I feel... Okay,
We tried it the other day, yeah.
It's hard, man.
But you're an actress. I believe in that.
Okay, before you start, I need a moment of 1 minute prep. That doesn't need to be filmed. Then I can get into it.
All right, cool. We'll cut the camera here.
Okay.
Get back a little bit.
Guys, come on. Look. Are you...
joking me.
I mean, it's a little wet. No. I can see you on the corner there.
What? Are on you
that
joking
corner,
me?
On that corner, you can see okay, that. Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm crying my eyes out here. They're not believing that I'm crying.
Nah, that's
good. I'm actually crying.
You did.
And it feels so hard because I feel like no one ever takes this seriously. And I'm just trying.
There you go.
I just want to be taken seriously. I don't want to be seriously. And I'm tired of it. I'm so dumb.
Exactly.
There you go.
Period.
Now we've got.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
We've got what we wanted.
Mystery to be.
Everybody.
Mystery to be, everybody. Crazy.
It's going to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.